browsing now.
I was able to get both of them. Yeah, of course. No, but first is Efa. I have to work on Efa, then I work on Nengi. So I'm really excited. So we're coming back with like season two of the Wako show. And I'm going to talk to everybody in terms of like just general ideas. One person said, Prince, why don't you have a specific question? Her name is Kinaz. I need to be giving her a call it. She said, well, no, she did not say it like that, but I formed it. She was like, why don't I tell people beforehand, the people that are going to be up, so they can at least ask one question. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Since I'm asking them five questions, let's say the third question would be an audience question. Do you understand? I could just play with that. But anyways, hi guys, and welcome back to Zero Expectations. Yes, Daddy, I've been recording. You did not know. It's just how I do it. I like catching my guests unawares. Today, we have the famous man you people all know as D1. It shocks me that people know you as D1 now. Initially, the podcast was supposed to be with Joshua, but next week soon it's going to be with Joshua. We're going to be cleaning the room, so it's going to be very funny thing because we're going to go and record it literally after this. We're going to clean the room. So that introduce yourself before I roll the intro. Sorry for my voice.
My name is Samson Afoimo.
Mm-hmm. You want to come closer to the mic?
My kids decide to call me D1. Reason is best known to them.
No, I think it's me that decided to call you D1 because no, you can rest your back now. So it's at least you won't say your back is paining you. No, but like, are you staying comfortable like that?
I'm fine.
Okay. Anyways, roll intro. If you guys have noticed, my voice has to actually be good before Saturday or Sunday. Like, my voice can't sound like this on that show. So I'm going to start licking tom-tom. But if you guys haven't noticed, my voice is bad. And I fell ill just after Friday. I saw symptoms of something doing my body. I fell ill just after Friday. Friday was a wonderful day for all of us, and which is known as a title. I made 500,000 naira in like 2 weeks, and I spent it. I don't know. They know now. My dad is keeping me eyed. They know. Is it not them that funded the computer?
Oh, so I want to thank you all for the wonderful effort.
So
the good God will meet you all at your end.
Amen. So the story of that is how did you even start? I thought of the idea a long time ago. And initially when my birthday, I wanted to buy a PS4. So the money that I wanted to get, because I knew I was going to get money for some people, but the money I wanted to get, I wanted to use it to get a PS4. Do you understand? Then something happened, which I can't talk about, but the computer I was using left my hands. The computer I've used for years. And if you guys have known, the computer I've been using has like a lot of like issues in terms of, how it runs. Like, it was a desktop. It doesn't work without lights. Our generator, anytime our generator tries to put it on, it's always doing ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. So the people I worked for demanded for it back because they needed it urgently. That's all I can say, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I had to give them back. And it was sad. But yeah. So after that, I could not make a video or any video for like a month. And I needed to raise funds to get a computer or my channel would be dead. So it was actually very serious. And on my birthday, I asked people to give me money, and the love I got from everywhere was just mad. Like, I wanted to say how much love I was getting. I wanted to say that I've gotten a computer, but like, it's all like me to make noise online about things, but it was just too much.
But it's still nice to thank them all.
Oh, no, I thanked them all. I sent them messages, a lot of their messages privately, a lot that I could remember.
I've not seen anything like that. People used to form committee of friends.
Yeah.
You expect something for them, but at the back of your mind, you start thinking it's a reciprocity something.
Yeah.
But these people are out of nothing. they just give and give.
Yes.
Oh, God in heaven.
But it was...
I can't believe it, honest.
Yeah.
So nice of them.
It was crazy, I did not...
This generation is wonderful.
It was so crazy, I did not believe it, like, when it happened. But yeah, it finally did, and I'm happy about it. But on Friday, I went to Computer Village with my dad. It was like the weirdest thing ever. So I've been to Computer Village, but I've never been to Computer Village because I've never bought anything from Computer Village. So when we went there, we went with Uber. The Uber man dropped us somewhere. Yeah, he dropped off somewhere and like we did not know his way. And my dad had
maneuvering our way in.
No, we had to pay someone initially wanted to give 500, but my dad said, yeah, 1,000. So I was like, okay, he tried. So we saw someone that was trying to like in markets.
A hustler.
Yeah, a hustler. They would carry you that, oh yeah, come and buy from this place, come and buy from this place. Because they're affiliated with a shop. So they get money because of, I don't know, they are marketers.
Any customer you bring, you get a commission.
Yeah, so we met him, and my dad was not even ready to start walking around the market. So we met him and we told him where we wanted to go to, that it was near one GT Bank. And he asked the guy where the GT Bank was. We said it was inside
Computer Village.
Yeah, inside Computer Village. Then we went and we found the place. Then we gave him 1,000 naira. He was thankful. It was like Abau or whatever. Then we saw the computer. We actually saw like two computers. The first one was having like a little bit of battery issues, and which was one I took. Second one was also good, but the first one had like one nice graphics, like NVIDIA. So we upgraded it. I paid like 1,000 naira for. No, I paid 2,000 naira for applications. That was Photoshop and Photoshop. No, I paid 3,000 naira. Photoshop,
perfect.
After Effects, and Premiere Pro. I don't use Premiere Pro so much because that's one which I use. But I thought of it. I'm like, why am I paying this large amount when I could just pirate it? But I now thought of it that I'm going to spend more than 3K trying to get data to download all the applications. But yeah, the computer runs perfectly. But the only issue I have is that I'm still my brain is still wired with a desktop. So I hardly use the computer unless I need it. I don't know, it's just a weird thing with my brain because like with the desktop, like it taught me how to manage my time. So
I don't feel that way. Each time I look at the laptop, it's so beautiful.
It's clean.
What comes into my mind is, can people be this good?
People can be
each busy. Time I see it, I say it can only be God.
Yeah.
Thank you again, all of you.
Because with the desktop, when I had it, I used to manage my time. So I was only, when there was light, I could use the stuff, so use the computer. So you would see me wake up by like 12. Even yourself used to wake me up to go and edit videos. I wake up by 12 because they normally bring light there. Then I would sleep by like 6 a.m. or something, just editing. Then when they take light, is the world telling me, oh yeah, Prince, you've done your best. Until they bring light again, that's when you edit. So the other day, I was trying to download Final Cut that I used to edit videos. And I wanted to download it with your phone. Then I realized that, like, how am I using your phone to download it?
I have a laptop.
When I have a laptop. Then I realized, oh, yeah, like, things have changed. But it's cool. That is that for that. Thank you very much again. That is just the brief history. We're also moving out. It's something we've been working on since last year.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever indicated it in, like, the podcast. This part is where Daddy will talk. He does, but we finally.
We are coming to meet you guys, Island Boy.
This is Island Boy. we've been looking for houses. I and my dad have been going to different places. Let me not say I and my dad. Mostly you. Yeah. I've only followed you to, I think, one.
True.
I followed you to two.
Yeah.
Well, it was the Ajay and the...
Yeah.
We went to one in Sri. It was actually very spacious. But like the area just looked like...
My daughter said it's an old house. Like so she must look for a new house.
She wants something new. And she lives on the... She stays on the island now where she's working. And she wanted somewhere because like she spends how much coming back home? And she would only come for like two, three days.
Yes.
About how much?
7,000 coming from MN Estate to.
I like how you like saying the name of the estate.
That's where she stays, isn't it?
Yes. So she's happy that at least she's going to come to the island now. Like she's just going to she's going to spend like 1,000 or 2,000 to come
to come where we live now,
and that's awesome. But like there has been a lot of drama with getting the house. We went, you're going to hit this thing and it's going to spoil the noise. We went to, went to...
Everywhere, Guda, Surulere, name it. But we landed at the island, that's all.
That's all, you don't give details.
The summary of this podcast is just thanking God and persons. Who has...
Are you trying to end the podcast already?
Play a part in our life.
Are you trying to end the podcast laptop, already?
The house. Where all God's doing. Go ahead.
Are you trying to... you're leaving?
Yeah, I'm putting up my own contribution. I'm summing up why the title of this podcast.
Yeah, of course. No, they already know, but we're just giving them details
of what has happened. What is happening recently?
Yeah. Okay. So you can talk about the house. When we went there the first time, it was the coolest thing ever. Because it was bad because we went with one useless Uber guy like this.
Where we live presently?
Okay.
It's two toilets. And the way they build houses in this. Island, Abu mainland. Sometimes you see their restroom in the by the living room. You can imagine. So when we saw the island, I said, yes, this is where people, human beings live. This is where human beings live. Yeah, you stay in your room, you do all your shit there. You come out, clean your mouth and come out. So I was excited when I saw the house.
You were very excited.
Yes, I love the place.
Really?
Decent. Can you have a clean, not the kind of tiles we have here. No matter how you clean it, it doesn't look clean.
Yeah, the tiles are tiles. Like that's the thing. Every time he sees the house, like it's a huge upgrade from where we are staying now. It is good. But what of the Uber person that we met? So we went there the first day to check it out, and we saw one of the nicest Uber guys. We were having conversations and everything. Then when we went to the place, it was the Ella's Court or so. Then we stopped and we saw the agent. Then we told the man that, like, since we have already seen, because we thought we're already there, we can end the trip. Then he ended the trip and the agent said, oh no, we have to go back. Back for so, there was no need for us to go there because we're already there. Then we had to go back for something because we don't have the key to the house because there's another agent. This other agent had another wallah with him.
The good man turned bad.
Wait, so the good man now turned bad for no reason. He was like, so we have to pay because when we got there, the amount was like 5,500 or so. Then he said we have to pay that it's for that if he ends the trip now, another person would request. And we're just like, calm down, Oga. We are going to pay you this amount. Just take us to where this guy is staying. It's already in the streets. Not if you are leaving to go somewhere else. The guy was like, no. I was just like, okay, you know what? Because I don't like stress. I was like, we'll just pay you six. Just drop us there. Then the guy now said, let's do a deal that he wants to take us back to where we stay when we are done for 15,000. I was like, 15,000? You didn't think at all. If you took us here for 5K and we go back for over maybe 5K, is it not 10 we're going to spend the whole day? Why are we paying you?
Adding all the time we're going to spend for inspection and whatever.
Abeg.
I say, yes, your mama born you on a Sunday. We in Monday.
So we went back, he dropped us, and he wanted to give me 400 naira because of...
Fortunately, it cost us 4,000 to get back.
Because
he would have cheated us.
Yeah, of course. So he wanted to give us 400 naira to, what do you call it? He wanted to give me 400 naira. I was like, don't worry, take it. Like, in my eyes, he had already fallen in my hand because I thought we were having, like, awesome conversations. Because if you know me, I know how to talk with Uber people when I want to talk with them. I say, when I want to talk to them, like, they are different species. Actually, no, I like learning a lot about people's life. So, yeah, after that, we checked the house. Joshua was there and it was cool. He was smiling throughout. I recorded some videos that probably nobody will ever see. I've only sent it to like one person or two. So yeah, and we came back home. The next time we went, we had like some issues because like fun fact, we went back on a Monday. So we went on Friday to check it. Saturday, Sunday, we could not do anything. Then on Monday, when we went again, because my sister said we should go back, when we went again, what happened there? They were already like selling it to someone else.
Yeah, somebody else wanted the house.
Yeah.
So we had to make a down payment.
Well, I'm going to say the amount, obviously. But anyways, but before then, I forgot something. The day we went the first time, there was this guy called, I'll just call him Mr. E. You know him now. That the other agent, and the guy pissed my dad off. So if you want to narrate what happened.
Okay, he's an agent. He said,
Mr.
we're going to pay 3,000 before we could inspect the house. That's okay. He said, yes, can he have it? I said, no. Omo ikole mio, mi o nse suwegbe.
Suwegbe.
Mo gbodo rile na. I need to see the house before I pay you the share. So as soon as we got to the gate, he said, here is the house, he wants it. I said, wow, why are you so money conscious? I'm here. Do I look like who can pay you the 3,000? Okay, give me your account. I didn't want to pay. I need to see the house itself before I pay. Because most of them at the so-called island are 419, so to say. They I heard a lot about them, though.
Mm-hmm.
So you be careful who you pay money to. So that ends there. I paid him the money, we opened the gate.
Mm-hmm. It was so,
about how many buildings
there. Yeah, it was so confusing how, like, that was all you were saying. Like, did we just come all the way here to dupe you?
Yes.
Like, it was so sort of like for the 3K, the 3K, the 3K, the 3K.
And you were hammering on 3K. How much is the house itself compared to 3K? He said, no, that's how they do it. They take it before you open the, you get into the compound. I'm sorry. I'm seeing this one new. You know, when you get to a new place, applications change. So maybe this is how it's applicable here. So I let the Caesar win.
but that's cool. In general, that's what's been happening. I fell ill. I'm coming back on YouTube with one video that my dad is not so happy about because he doesn't understand it. And I've constantly told him, don't worry. When it comes to being creative or my ideas, sometimes it will be confusing until you actually watch it. It's just one of those things. But I don't want to record my voice sounding like this because I don't sound... Like, in my mind, I think I sound well. Then when I listen to, like, a recording of me, I'm like, oh, no, I don't sound like me. I think my voice will be clear. So I'm going to be drinking Tom Tom and everything.
Strepsil.
Yeah. Did you know the guy that we bought this stuff from, GK Consult or so? So that's the name. His wife actually sent me 10,000 naira.
Who is it?
The owner of the business that we went to Computer Village, that guy with the afro.
The wife sent you?
The wife sent me 10,000 naira just so I would buy for my husband.
He sent you ahead of time?
Yes, sent you ahead of time.
For the computer?
Yes.
Her own contribution?
Yes.
Can you imagine?
It made me laugh because every time I showed a picture of the computer I wanted, it was from her husband's business.
Okay. But after buying the computer, did you guys talk again?
She messaged me, you're enjoying the computer, right? Because I felt ill. Like, it just happened like this Friday.
You told her eventually got it from the husband's office.
Obviously, she would know now. Isn't her husband? She doesn't need me to tell her. So, but I did not message her.
I didn't know. I would have told you, man, your wife sent us 10,000 years
ago. No. I did not tell
you. Don't mind me.
I did not tell you that because of... But yeah, that is just it in general.
By the way...
Do you know, I've noticed something. When you are doing other things, your mind travels. Like, you've held my phone, you've touched this, you've played with rubber.
I'm a restless being.
Yeah, you are restless. I never knew that.
You just discovered it.
Because, like, we have this fidgeting thing that we do. Like, with me, when I was always in class, I always used to tap my leg on the ground.
I don't mix my legs up. And down. You see, whenever I'm doing something, I get engaged in other things with my head.
Yeah. You do this thing that scares me a lot. And I've told you, I'll just be in the room randomly, maybe listening to song, because it doesn't like when I listen to song, my earpiece. Then the next thing, I'll see you talk.
I'm watching a TV.
Yeah, when I'm watching a show.
And when I'm watching a show in the TV, and I see an act, maybe I don't like it, I replay it immediately in the way that I want.
Yeah.
And as soon as I start, I continue. So when you hear me talking, it's a wonder.
Yeah, because it's always confusing. I don't hear and I'm like...
I put my thoughts aloud. I talk it out.
In my mind, I'm like, this man don't be wrong mad. Because I always say, are you okay? You say I'm fine. I'm like, it doesn't sound like you're okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm glad everything's fine. But I understand what you're doing. It's all good. So yeah, next for us is moving. It has been the most hectic thing ever.
Before the end of the month. We will part ways with mainland.
You just want to part ways. The worst is that you're not even using mainland to do anything. In sense of, like, you are not, you don't
mainland,
know anybody
mainland
yet.
Mainland is dead. It's a dead zone.
But the place you are going to is in Toto, is inside.
No. You will have opportunities to go out. Definitely, you will meet people with diverse knowledge.
What's your advice for when I meet fake people? Oh, there's this guy I know. His name on Instagram is We The Creator. He was my neighbor in university. So he does like freelance recordings and pictures and all those things. So I messaged him telling him that I'm coming to the island, and it will be like, how would you want to have how would you want to have a colleague in what you're doing? He was like, where are you staying? He says at Aja Baduri.
Further down somehow,
I don't know. Okay. So I was like, oh, I'm coming probably end of this month. By God's grace. I always had by God's grace. So he now said, wow, that's awesome. And what do I specialize in? Like, he wants to maybe link me up with people and all those things.
That's
I specialize in editing.
But how long have you been here? Who had called and said he wants to link you up?
He has been doing this rubber band thing. That's finally cut. So yeah, when you go on the island, I'm gonna come out anyhow. But the only issue with Aja is just that hold up.
Break that. What is this? I've forgotten. No, I don't want to take your time.
I know you want to say something. Break what? Well, yeah, it would be nice to work with someone. So
you are an introvert. You never go out. You have phobia of crowd. You have phobia of people. So this island will change all this.
I go cause out to the smoke.
No, not about smoking. Is it smoking about life? About meeting people, going to parties. Begin to love yourself. Learn to
find woman, everything you want.
Buy another type of learn more about past fashion. You know? You love yourself and start going out meeting people.
The when I tell people I'm an introvert, the door is too.
You are.
Speaking about smoking, that when When I was young, I used to smoke.
I used to smoke, I'd drink.
You used to go into the toilet, then you would hide. And all me and Nicole
with that. When kids started calling.
Inquisitive time.
Your mom is, may her soul rest in peace. She's a crazy bean.
What happened?
As soon as I married her, she smokes, she drinks. She started preaching.
Yes.
To me. She preached to, I dropped smoking, I dropped womanizing, I dropped drinking.
Obviously, why won't you drop womanizing? Why you know with her?
Okay, so I dropped
did,
all.
You did streets.
I dropped all. Okay, partner, what happened? She continued to smoke, continued to drink.
Yeah, it was her. It was
I
her.
Said, why did you take me to this? They made me, what is it called? Deaconess.
That's what
they call
deaconess, Ivinesse.
They made me a deacon in church. She doesn't come. He said she knew all they were supposed to preach. I said, how did you lead me to Christ? The person that led me is still in the world. Can this work?
Were you ever, no, is it like she led you to Christ, obviously, but like.
I dropped all those vices.
Okay. Okay, but you mean
my wife was still drinking, not to stupor.
Not to stupor.
But she, whenever she wants, she go buy a bottle of wine or hot.
And it's the spirit that is in Nicole. And but Nicole doesn't smoke though. Except from Shisha, do you know Nicole smokes Shisha?
That girl, I forget to.
Hot box. No, but she hardly does that.
But she's a wonderful girl.
Of course.
Better.
I won't say this in front of her, but she's a wonderful girl.
I don't want to talk about her.
No, why? It's a okay. Podcast.
It's okay.
But anyways, it's really fine. The podcast wasn't meant to be too long. We're back to our 20-something minutes.
Yeah.
Normal podcast. I wanted to say a huge thank you to everyone again. I haven't made a post on Instagram about this stuff because like this voice, I wanted to have a video ready, but this voice is not good yet. I did a poll on Instagram telling them if I should make a podcast or not with the voice. They said I can do so. I was like, okay, no problem, then I will.
Every person.
Yeah.
Or persons that contributed to this laptop.
Yeah, in their own way.
Making this young man as happy as he needs. I say, my good God will meet you all at your point of need.
Amen.
He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Niger abroad, Cassandra from Austria. Destiny from Austria, actually, not Cassandra from Austria. Though most of people won't see it. If I start mentioning names, I know I'm going to make a lot of mistakes because I'm not going to call everybody. Iroko Critic.
What of this girl from US?
Who again? Ibeyi, yeah. Vanessa?
This girl
Vanessa.
In London.
Valerie, Osato for her pizza. No, I know I scratch her. I don't think that. I'm joking. I'm trying to remember everybody as I can. It's hard to remember because there are people. Emanuela, she sent you a message. Saying she's going to send, and
this
she sent.
Professor in Harvard.
Yeah, I called her already, Ibeyi. She doesn't listen, I don't think she listens to the podcast.
The girl that has a house.
In where?
The 100,000.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Faith. She doesn't listen to the podcast also. I'm going to be making a video with her as soon as my voice clears. The one, Zoom Mafia. You guys should support that one. Faith, everybody on that I met on Clubhouse.
Thank you.
Daisy and the rest.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're about to leave. I don't know where you are going to, and I don't know why you are this restless, but it's fine. This is why. Okay, it's about to enter the 30 minutes mark. At least let's enter the 30 minutes mark, then we cancel it. Eddie, what are you doing this week? Oh, we're fixing chairs.
We're fixing,
yeah.
And getting the house repaired for the owners.
Yeah.
Anything will damage by omission or repair, then leave the house the way we meant it. That's how
it's been. How many years? Yeah.
Four. Or five. tear about. I don't know.
If we go to the island for a year.
It wasn't the best of it.
Our
neighbors are hostile.
Never leave with an advice. Yeah. Never leave with the owner of the house.
Yeah. Plus, you know, but I thank God. In all, we are living with our head high. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, guys. Bye.